Grow your team by inspiring your team members to achieve core levels. Core 5 is easy to achieve.
You are recognized as a Core 5 when you have a team of 5, and a minimum of 3 of them have been introduced by you.
As an example, if you introduced 3 people and 2 of those onboarded 1 person to their team, you would have a total of 5 in your team and be recognized as Core 5.
The people you personally introduce could be 1.
People you already know who would like your help to learn how to expand their networks via the CC.
2. People who are already connected with you on LinkedIn. 3. People you send a request to connect with on LinkedIn, or who send you a connection request.
4.
People you meet in other networking forums.
Many people are increasingly seeing the value in expanding their networks with like-minded others.
This means there's an abundance of people who will be interested in checking out a fresh approach to networking.
Even when your main source of candidates is second-level connections on LinkedIn, according to our experience, you would only need to send out about 200 invitations to connect to introduce 5 people personally. This means it would only take you a maximum of 2 to 3 months to achieve Core 5. The real key to growing a large exponentially growing team of team-building advocates is to find others who are also keen to build their networks. In essence, the first step is to show yourself and others how easy it is to go Core 5.
All you need to do is to establish some small predictable daily habits. The second step is to find others and help them do the same. What are the benefits of achieving Core 5?
All the other core members are informed when you achieve Core 5 and they will be keen to connect with you more closely and help you in any way they can. Here are some powerful reasons to go Core 5.
1.
Other achievers in the CC know you are willing to contribute to their success by building a team of team-building advocates.
2. There is a good chance that you will be leading a growing team, and therefore be able to help them meet many others. And they will be willing to reciprocate by introducing you and your team members to people they know. 3. You earn the trust and respect of other leaders in the CC.
4.
In the process of building your team, you develop great leadership skills.
5. You are eligible to participate in the core meetings where you learn more and meet other core members. 6. An icon appears on your CC profile showing your core level. That means others viewing your profile know you are a valuable contributor worth getting to know. Core 5 is the building block that helps you easily achieve higher levels of core.
Let's look at Core 10 as an example. Core 10 is where you have 10 people in your team of which you have personally introduced 5. So, if you introduced 5 people and just one of them achieved Core 5, you would be Core 10. The next step we recognize after Core 10 is Core 20. Core 20 is where you have 20 people in your team of which you have personally introduced 5.
So, if you introduced 5 people and just one of them achieved Core 10 and another of your team achieved Core 5, you would be Core 20. The next and final core level we recognize is Core 50. To be recognized as Core 50, you must have at least 50 people in your team and have 4 teams with a minimum of 10 in each.
A team of 50 advocating for you and others in your team is a very powerful asset. And that is particularly your team of team-building advocates continues to grow. A team of 50 may sound like a long way off.
However, when you realize that it only takes 4 leaders with a team of 10, it seems more doable, doesn't it? As you can see, the real key is to find leaders who will take responsibility for developing their own teams. You are then in the happy position of being edified by those leaders to their team members because you have achieved Core 50. Core 50 gives you the power to help your leaders. Their team members will listen to you because they can see you clearly know how to build a team of team-building advocates. Also, by the time you reach Core 50, you will then have many great stories to tell about the results that you have achieved and seen others achieve. The real key to building your team is to find others who will form consistent daily habits of reaching out to others on LinkedIn and set goals for achieving the next core level. Setting goals is very powerful.
A goal is really a number to be achieved by a date.
For example, I'll be Core 5 by the 30th of June, 2 months from now. A good question to ask is, what's the difference between working with a goal and working without a goal?
The answer is results.
For example, when you set a goal to be Core 5 say 2 months from now, apart from performing consistent daily LinkedIn outreach, you start to think of others you already know that could be interested in building their networks and who you'd like to have as part of your team.
In setting a goal to achieve Core 5, it's essential to be selective. The last thing you want is to have the wrong person as part of your team. You are looking for people who see the value of building their network instead of networking. There is a big difference between building a network and networking. You are looking for people who understand that difference and are excited about that difference. You are also looking for people that you believe will be a good fit for your team, and with whom you look forward to developing a trusted relationship. The more great candidates you speak with, the more options you have to find great partners for your team.
The sooner you find others that are committed to building their networks, the sooner you reach higher levels of Core.
When you onboard someone, they have a 30-day free trial to check everything out. However, prior to onboarding, you should confirm that your potential new team member is willing to commit to building their network. In particular, that they are prepared to put aside a small amount of time each day for network building activities.
Asking the 5 golden questions is an ideal way of determining if it's worth investing time with a candidate. That way you won't waste your time onboarding someone who is merely curious to take a look at what we do in the CC.
Here are the 5 golden questions. 1.
Do you feel you would be more successful, both as an individual and as a business, if you built a strong network?
2. Do you have an interest in building your network? 3.
Would you be prepared to set aside some time each week to learn the skills of building a team of team-building advocates on the one hand, and leveraging commercial value from your network on the other? 4. Would you be prepared to dedicate some time each week to put what you have learned into practice by proactively reaching out to those you have not yet met via social media?
5.
Are you prepared to invest some time each week interacting with, and advocating for, others?
It's also important to be clear with your candidates that you are not selling them anything. You only want people on board that want to be on board. They have 30 days to verify that your team and the CC is a good fit for them.
After that, they can easily cancel their subscription at any time. So, really, it's a no-brainer for someone who wants to build their network to give it a try.